Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My apologies for not broadcasting my show last night. I missed out. I overslept. One thing you all will learn about me, I will not fib about mishaps of situations. But thankfully, I rescheduled this morning. And when I awakened probably right at 11:30. So I was able to catch the Mavs game and other things. And I logged into ESPNDallas.com instead of logging into Mavs.com to, you know, chit-chat network with my fellow Mavs fans. And I know while we were in the ESPNDallas.com chat room, they had mentioned that a lot of security had surrounded Mr. Cuban, and I just found out before I came on air that he was hit in the face with a foreign object. That's kind of weird. What were you there, or did you see it when you? Because I was tuned in to the game. I didn't see anything, which they don't really pan the camera on Mark often. But what really happened? Because I know when we was in the chat room, someone at the game mentioned, "Wow, they have really beefed up security around Mark." So I was just wondering about that. I mean, you know, that was an interesting game last night, also. So I just wanted to mention that because I just found out literally right before coming on air. But today's topic is about sports, so that's one reason why I just zoomed on into this topic, because this topic is fresh on my mind, because that's I just tweeted out on Twitter also. My Twitter name is at Beth Williams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S, and Culture Shock Entertainment. At KULTURESHOKENT. And I'm tuned in to Mike and Mike as I talk to you guys. They're talking to the Grizzlies head coach right now, Lionel Hollins. But today's topic is about, you know, talking sports, talking about the NBA Finals. Who do you believe will be the last two standing, you know, to compete for that ring, for that trophy, for the glitz and glam that's attached to winning that ultimate game? I mean, I know the Bulls are doing a great job. Miami, hey, they're surprising some of you that naysayers. Miami's doing pretty hot. The Lakers and the Hornets, which is my second favorite team. If any of you, well, you should know by now, I'm fascinated with Dallas sports and New Orleans. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. So when you're born in Jackson or in Mississippi, you're pretty much born into New Orleans sports. You're born a Saints fan or and a Hornets fan. But then also my favorite teams, and I've been fascinated with Dallas sports, the Cowboys and then with the Mavs since through thick and thin from the beginning, you know. So, you know, that is what it is. But call in, because obviously I have not watched every game. I do a lot of research. I'm going to mention a little bit other news, like I'll go ahead and mention it now. MLB is assuming the control of the LA Dodgers day-to-day business operations. So that's not new news, but you all, if you follow any baseball news, I mean, you're aware that the owner is going through a divorce. The divorce is finalized, but they still need to handle the financial part. And, again, as I watched, like I said, I'm fascinated. I love Mike and Mike. This morning, Mike and Mike reported that the MLB most likely will expand their postseason from 8 to 10 teams in 2012. Isn't that something? You all know I love football, so we really can't talk without mentioning football. So the NFL released their Monday Night Football schedule and other information earlier this week. What you think about that? But pretty much our primary topic would be is NBA Finals. Now, I visited NBA.com right before coming on air also. So my username at NBA.com is Beth, B-E-T-H-N-B-A. That's my username at NBA.com. So just letting you guys know. But and then Mike and Mike also reported that the NFL schedule allows makeup of the first 3 weeks, and we found out this year how important it is to reschedule and make up games. But, so Chicago's leading 3-0, so do you all think that's going to be a blowout, or Indiana will be able to win one or two games? Indiana, I've always liked the Indiana Pacers. That was like one of my favorite teams in the 90s, especially when Reggie Miller was on that team. But I must shout out Chicago and my longtime friend who I grew up with, Lindsey Hunter, who's a former Bulls player and now exec with the team. So I must, shout that team out anyway. But, wow, back to the Dallas game. Now, you don't have to be a Dallas fan or a Hornets fan to call in. Just love sports, period. And talk about your favorite team and the L.A. Lakers. Because really, the Mavs, I'm a longtime fan of Andre Miller. I mean, he's an awesome player. So I think that whole team really, they played some good ball last night, I must admit. when I was chatting with fellow Mavs fans, they kind of upset. We had hope, though, the last few minutes that Dallas would pull through and win. But, I still believe Dallas can do it. the Trailblazers are a good team. I don't have anything bad to say about them, but, Dallas, their stats, the team, the coach, I mean, just the whole morale of that team is just awesome. I mean, their stats from ever since Mark Cuban became owner, it's just awesome. I mean, you don't have to like the owner as a person, but he is a good owner. He's definitely involved with his team. And Coach Carlisle, some people talk about his coaching style, but he has a pretty good way of coaching his team. And the players are definitely proactive. Now, please, Miami Heat, Chicago Bull fans, Trailblazer fans, call. Call me this morning at 714-409-0614. I noticed my intro was kind of screwed up this morning, so I think I need to redo that. I knew I need to redo it anyway. But, some unrelated sports news, but it's pertaining to entertainment, and sports is entertainment. My state of Mississippi received some good news yesterday that Governor Haley Barbour announced at a meeting yesterday that our state will become, within 3 years, the state of Mississippi will become the only state to open a Grammy Museum outside of California. The Grammy Museum will be built near Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi. And the budget for it will be $12 million. Those are the words of Robert Santelli of the Grammys. organization, and that was reported by Channel 16 WAPT News. I'm sure all the news, local news channels reported it, but that's the channel that I received the news from. So I just wanted to share that information because a lot of some people you all know are from Mississippi, were born in Mississippi, have Mississippi roots. B.B. King, Conway Twitty, Elvis Presley, you know, but some people maybe were born in Mississippi and left at an early age. But Mississippi, I mean, I think Mississippi is not just because I'm a native Mississippian and live in Mississippi. My mother's talking about Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, Oprah Winfrey, but Oprah Winfrey, well, she produced movies that movies. Oprah Winfrey, but I was talking more so with the music arena, people that are musicians. But yeah, Oprah Winfrey, Robert Johnson, the founder of BET, Robert Pittman, who created MTV, started in radio right here in Jackson, Mississippi. So, yeah, I mean, Oprah is also an entertainment music mogul, I guess you could say. But, just many others. Faith Hill and I attended the same college at the same time. She left and went to Nashville and became a big star. Maybe I'll still have a chance to win my Oscar. I don't know. But that's our local entertainment news. We received big news regarding that. So, you know, check that story out. But back to sports. Who's playing tonight? There are quite a few big games tonight, right? I know Atlanta's playing. My mom talked to me in the background, kind of knocked me off. Okay. Oh, yeah, the Celtics play tonight. Ooh, the Celtics versus the Knicks. See, the Celtics is another favorite team of mine because so many of my favorite players play for the Celtics. So the Celtics, that's an awesome team. The Knicks, I mean, a couple of my favorite players play on that team also. So they play tonight on ESPN at 7 Eastern time. That's 6 Central time because I'm in Central time zone. And then with the Orlando Magic, play the Hawks on ESPN 2 tonight at 8 Eastern time. So that's something. That's something that Miami is leading 3-0. I mean, they're really blowing out Philly. So really, everything is still pretty much up in the air. We don't know who's doing what. And the Spurs, hey, Spurs fans, call in. I like the Spurs, but the only thing I don't like about the Spurs is for some reason, that is the team that is hard for the Mavericks to win against. It seems like ever since 2006, it seems like that's been the team that's been the obstacle of the Mavs, you know, advancing. So I love the players, I love the team, but it seems like they are the Mavs' Achilles heel. So, yeah. So call in at 714-409-06. And I've scheduled my shows and their topics up until May the 9th. So I'll be, you know, sharing that info with you. Most of my shows are really scheduled to broadcast on Mondays and Thursdays. So the ones that are scheduled for Monday will be scheduled at 5:30 a.m. That's to the week ending, you know, to May 9th. And the Thursday shows at 11 p.m. So I think you will love the topics. Monday's topic is about, this is not a political show, But I've been a political enthusiast since I was a little girl. And politics affect all of us, how we're entertained and how we entertain our social, economic life and how we just live our mere existence. So it's important that politics is always part of hot current topics. So that would be the topic Monday, what's hot in political news and the royal wedding. I am so excited about the royal wedding. My goodness, I'm very excited. So if you're covering the royal wedding, or, you know, I have social networking friends in England. Please call me and talk about how you all are preparing for the royal wedding. What will you be doing during the royal wedding? Here in America, we'll be getting up early, like 3 a.m. to watch the royal wedding. I remember as a little girl watching Prince Charles and Princess Diana wedding. Watched it for hours and hours. So Monday, we'll be talking about what's hot in political news, regardless of your view or political party or association, just what's hot in the news. And the royal wedding. What will you be doing? I think some people have royal wedding parties. You know, some people are really going all out. So I'm happy for I must say publicly congratulations to the royal couples, the royal family, regarding their upcoming nuptials. This is really cool. You know, we all need some good news, something to be happy about. I mean, I know some people talk about, well, why are people so excited about this royal wedding? Well, it's pretty cool. Something to be happy about. If you're not into it, well, you're just not into it. Everybody's not into everything. Everybody's not into sports. Everybody's not into, I am, but everybody's not into certain things. So if a royal wedding and the excitement of a royal wedding isn't for you, then it's not for you. But it's for a lot of other people worldwide. So, you know. Oh, wait a second. Okay. I'll talk about that Monday. The NASA launch. You know, I'm deep into a space shuttle and space study. So I was about to mention that, but I guess we'll talk about that on Monday because I have about 8 minutes to talk about things as I watch Mike and Mike. And if you're a sports lover and you don't follow Mike and Mike, you must follow Mike and Mike. It's at Mike and Mike. Oh, man, they're talking about John Gruden's show. I love his show. I watched it the other morning when he spotlighted Cam Newton. Cam Newton, who do you all think he was signed with? I know my fellow Dallas fans wish he was signed with the Cowboys. You know, I'm just saying what I hear from fellow fans. I'm a big supporter of the Saints, who that nation, big supporter of the Cowboys nation. So fellow supporters of the Cowboys, I'm sure other teams want them too. Fellow NFL fans would love for him to sign with their teams. So I'm just putting that out there, you know. So, 'cause he's hot. Any team that gets him will deserve him. And, you know, all the teams are pretty good teams, so he'll be blessed whoever he signs with. I don't know. Dallas has a new coach, a new good coach. I don't know. So, I mean, we'll just see. I tweeted and was ran across some info recently too, with Jerry Jones getting involved with the mediation of this NFL lockout. So I think, you know, what took him so long to really get actively involved with that. So if you all will call in, I'm just talking around the sports. Shout out to NHL. I know they're doing in the midst of the quarterfinals. I don't have the scores in front of me, so you all know to visit NHL.com. And like I said, follow anything that's on ESPN and Mike and Mike show. You'll be up on what's going on with NHL. Here in Jackson, we still have a minor league hockey team. The team was pretty successful, too. They needed their own arena, though, because they used to play their games in our Mississippi Coliseum. And doing a lot of events was always scheduled at the Mississippi Coliseum. So I don't know, maybe in the near future we'll get another hockey team. Because, like I said before, high school sports, college sports, minor league sports are very popular here. In the 90s, we had a couple of NFL exhibition games played here. And then probably in the near future, I'll interview, there's a couple other, like, semi-professional teams here. And there's a new team. So before I say any more, I'll work on getting an interview with some of the members of that organization to come on and talk about their schedule and their events and what's going on. Because if I'm not mistaken, they will be playing soon. It's like a summer league semi-professional football team, and they will be playing other semi-professional teams in this region or across the nation. So before I misinform you all, I will just talk with them about coming on the show to discuss their league, which I'm sure they'll be happy to do. Spread the word and let everybody know about their work. I must share with you all that I was once a your league football coach in the mid-90s. Yeah, me. I've loved football since I was a little girl. I used to play a flag and tag football with my friends, you know, kick football and stuff like that. So I'm just talking, sharing some stuff about me since you all haven't called to talk about your NBA teams. And I'm getting so much feedback, I don't understand why people don't call to chat with me, because I want to thank you all. I'm almost about to reach 6,000 views, and I'm amazed at the people that are following me and friending me and sending me messages and a lot of info and inspiring my topics. Because next Thursday, the topic will be what's hot in entertainment and music and sports. And the Thursday before Mother's Day will be about Mom's Day. Why is Mother's Day so important to you? You know, we all have different reasons for loving Mother's Day. So I'm just giving you an idea about some future shows. You know, there's a show scheduled that weekend of May the 9th about the topic of sex, abstinence, virginity, safe sex. You know, let's talk about sex, about sexual responsibility. Different topics. So I'm just sharing that. So we have two more minutes, and I thank you all very much. I thank you all very much for tuning in. And if your friends or anyone missed the show, please visit my profile at Culture Shock Entertainment. KulturesHOKENT-Beth, BETH. Please excuse me if you hear me giggling. But my mom is talking in the background, and she knows I'm on air, and I'm trying to, drown out what she's saying. But, okay, and I'm just tickled pink about that. But again, this is Good Friday and Earth Day, so happy Good Friday and happy Earth Day. And future shows will be more formatted as commentary shows until I get more call-ins, because I think it's best to do more of a commentary format, because it feels like I'm doing like a telethon, saying call in. So I do more of a commentary concept, and then if you feel like comment and chat with me also. So what's up in Jackson? It's a happy Easter weekend. We've been having some funny weather, but it's a nice day today. So I look forward to talking with you all on Monday. God bless, and thank you for tuning in. And remember to check to keep up with your NBA finals and watch the games tonight. Thank you, and God bless. Bye-bye.